Hello, and welcome into episode 296 of Girls Beer Sports, a conversation with girls about beer and sports and whatever else, because it's our show and we do what we want. I'm Carrie, coming to you from a fabulous weather day here in Stanley Manor Studios. To my right back is Sarah.
What's up?
And of course, her house, her rules, her party.
Yep.
Lauren.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, fabulous, fabulous weather.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It is very November out there.
Would you say it's the cold November rain?
You beat me to it. Nice. Yeah, you beat me to it.
We were all trying to get there. Just Sarah got there first.
Yeah, just cut everybody off.
Yep.
Just like being on Nicholasville Road in the rain.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this on the show before, and the fact that when it does rain in Lexington, people can't drive anyway, but then just people just completely forget how to drive.
Well, and also driving becomes a bit impossible because the lines are completely obscured.
Gone.
Yep.
By the rain and the glare.
Yes.
So,
it's just a three-lane luxury cruise.
Yep.
Going down the road. No direction, especially when it gets dark at 5 o'clock. And
yeah, it's not been fun.
No, it hasn't. You know, whatever, you deal with it.
Strong survive. It's fine.
And
we've made it this far.
We have. And what we got on the table today definitely is weather adjacent in terms of what we're drinking. Mm-hmm. And of course, Lauren was kind enough to turn on the fireplace.
Yes, I have it quite festive in here. I busted out the holiday decorations to get my house ready for the festive season we are entering into. I feel like Thanksgiving, it's the start of the festive season.
It is. I would agree.
It's the start of the holiday season. And since I don't have, other than my lovely centerpiece, my turkey centerpieces that my daughter has made, I don't really have a whole lot of Thanksgiving decor. So I have my Christmas stuff up. And it is feeling rather cozy in here, despite the rain.
Yeah, it is. Definitely is. Yeah, you get your tree up.
Mm-hmm.
You got the moose glass out. I believe that was... You guys gave me that.
It's the National Lampoon's moose-eared goblet.
Yes.
And he is actually a lovely votive holder. It looks very lovely up there.
Oh, he does have a candle inside of him.
I've made him into a votive holder.
Votive holder. That's a home decorating word. Votive holder. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, I get disappointed that there's not more Thanksgiving-y things.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, I would adorn my house with more festive gourds, but the festive gourds in which I had purchased for Halloween have now mostly turned into pie on my front porch.
Sure, sure.
So it just doesn't seem right to keep on that train.
That's fair. I know. Yeah, there's just not, like, you know, I think Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, that's kind of the Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because he's not, contrary to, I think, popular belief, he's not trying to get home for Christmas. He is trying to get home for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Steve Martin is.
Yep.
And that's the whole theme around that is Thanksgiving. You know, the Charlie Brown thing that makes John so angry.
Yeah, that's not a good one, though.
Peppermint Patty's a bitch.
There's a whole Bourbon and Bad Opinions episode about that, I believe.
Yes, there is. And I think it's said quite a few times that Peppermint Patty is a bitch. In fact, that episode is titled Peppermint Patty is a bitch. There's not really any Thanksgiving songs. Like, you know, we did the spooky playlist. But can you really do Thanksgiving playlist? There is one song that I have come up with, actually, that would be good to play at your Thanksgiving gathering.
Let's hear it.
It was actually by Mr. Matt Berry.
Oh.
It is on his album, Witch Hazel, and it's called Gather Up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do have a whole...
You really are.
I do have a whole Friendsgiving playlist that I made one year for Renee's Friendsgiving that she has had in the past. And it had a lot of very excellent gathering type songs.
Okay.
Songs about giving thanks, being with your friends. I don't really know if there's any Thanksgiving type songs in there.
Okay.
But it appeared to be a good, like, mood setting playlist.
Because it seems to me that Friendsgiving is really starting to get more and more popular. Every year. Yeah.
I know a whole lot of people who do that.
So is there a difference? See, I always thought Friendsgiving was just you celebrated Thanksgiving with your friends because maybe you couldn't get home to your family or whatever.
I think it can be both. I think it can be in addition to family Thanksgiving or instead of family Thanksgiving. Or you could also do a mix and match which I believe most years that we've done it, that we've had a Friendsgiving kind of thing. It's been sort of a some family and friends.
Okay.
That's how the one that we've done in the past has been, and it's between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not like on Thanksgiving. Mm-mm. Okay, gotcha.
No, it's like around, she does hers around, it's usually Veterans Day themed kind of too.
Okay.
So it's like still late November, but not quite Thanksgiving.
So I guess, I didn't think too far ahead about this. I'm kind of talking off the top of my head right now and didn't write anything down. But I guess now that you say that, Sarah, there are a lot of songs out there with like thank you in the title or, that Alanis Morissette song in that thank you. I guess thank you for being a friend, the Golden Girls theme.
That's the opening song to my Friendsgiving.
Is it? That seems apropos.
A little help from my friends.
I guess there's songs out there that have thanks or thankful or thank you in the title.
Yeah. So, or just sort of things of that theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also lots of horror movies that are centered around Thanksgiving.
There are. I feel really like there's probably more Thanksgiving horror movies than any other.
Poultry Guys. one that Brett just told me about the other day that I'm forgetting the name of, that stars Linnea Quigley. The Last Thanksgiving, I think. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is technically kind of a Thanksgiving-y type movie.
It's
very autumnal.
Well, they do have
they have a family dinner.
They have a family dinner, at the end of that movie. I guess that's they're being
it's
woodsy
horror movies.
Yum.
Black Christmas is almost upon us as well.
There's
a little eating scene in that one.
There is.
Wearing my Black Christmas hoodie.
You are.
In the spirit of Lauren's house.
Thank you.
I guess there's stuff out there. I really didn't take a lot of time to think about it. Because I did. I guess I didn't make the connection about the you could make like a thankful or friend type playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose. But go check out that song, Gather Up. It's very weird. It's weird.
No.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right. Before I get to what we're drinking here real quick, I got to tell y'all this story. This has never happened to me ever, right? Mm. So normally when you go to the gas station, if a pump is broken or out of order, like they have the bag over the thing. Right?
Yep.
You know what you say? So I always go to the Shell that's right down the hill. It's by our house. It's right down the hill before you get on Man of War to get on the interstate.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a convenience thing, right? Mm. So I always go to the same pump. I am a very habitual person. I always go to the same pump.
Okay.
So I had to get gas. This was on Monday. And I pull, it's like, 7:15 in the morning or something.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So I'm not really paying that much attention. I'm like, oh, yay, pump's open. Pull in. Whatever. Pop the thing. Put the card in. Pull the card out. It is accepted. Blah, blah, blah. So I go to pick up the gas pump and look down. And the button to push to get the gas that I want, which is the regular, is gone.
The button's gone.
The button is gone.
Oh, there's not a physical button.
No, it's just the metal plating. So the plastic, the big plastic button you always push is gone.
Huh. Okay.
So I'm trying to push down the metal.
Try to push your finger inside the machine.
Well, the button, you just push it, right? And it pushes in. I got to be able to just push the metal.
Something in there.
Yeah.
No, that didn't work. And I didn't want to fool with, I just didn't have time and I didn't want to fool with going inside
in
and be like, hey, can you cancel out this transaction? Blah blah blah. So I was forced to buy the $3.50 a gallon premium, not the super premium, because I think that was probably like $110 a gallon or something.
Yes, you actually have to just feed it your firstborn child.
Exactly.
You just leave your car there. Uh-huh. Instead of putting
gas in. here's my car. I will take the gas in a plastic bag. Thank you very much. I was like, that has never, ever happened. And there was no indication, because technically the pump wasn't broken, but there was no, because I was able to put the $3.50 gas in.
So do you think maybe the gas station wasn't aware? You think someone was just like, haha, this will be funny. I'm just going to take the button off.
That's the only thing I can think.
Or maybe it just broke and they were like, oh, the button broke. Oh, well.
You would think they would put like a little sign, like even the jankiest of signs that says button broken.
Yeah, sometimes they just will tape like a post-it or something, like mirror where exactly. You put your card in. They're like out of unleaded or something, or out of premium.
I mean, it's just a sign saying that this pump does not serve regular gas.
Yeah.
This, you cannot pay $3.15 at this pump. Go to another pump.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But yes, it was the weirdest thing.
That is weird.
It was. I just looked at it and I'm like, huh, well, all right.
I will say that is not terribly surprising, though, because I feel like gas stations in Lexington are the weirdest, jankiest places where you will see some stuff. Like, I've seen some strange things at gas stations around here. Like, both from the clients going into the gas station and utilizing the gas station, and just, strange things being broken, strange things being left in or on the pump. Like, I've seen just, like, you know, a shoe resting on top of the pump. Just one shoe on top. Like, Why is that shoe up there? I don't know.
Who's to say?
Yeah. So, there's lots of mysteries, I feel, that happen around gas stations in Lexington. They're strange places.
They are strange places, and I usually only visit that shell because anytime I'm getting gas is in the morning when I'm on the way to work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it was just weird. And I did. I legitimately sat there for, like, 30 seconds trying to, like, push the metal and figure out some way to get the button to work.
Yeah, denied.
Nope. So, gutter plant. Just as an aside and an update on gutter plant is going strong, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I was really worried you were telling me gutter plant died. I'm invested in gutter plant now.
I am kind of too, yeah.
So, Sari, you'll get to see gutter plant in person on Tuesday. But yes,
glory
gutter plant. And I think it spawned another plant. Like, I think it's like...
Son of gutter plant.
Son of gutter plant. Yes. Yes, yeah. But yes, just a quick gutter plant update.
Nice.
I can't wait to see what it becomes when it grows up.
Right? Because I woke up this morning and specifically looked out the window and I was like, there it is. And I think it's getting bigger.
Nice.
The cold has not deterred gutter plant.
Man,
that's because gutter plant is a survivor.
Yes.
May we really all be more like gutter plant.
I strive to be just like gutter plant. I bet that house is having a hard time today, though, with its clogged gutters and the pouring rain.
Well, I can tell you their backyard is like, their backyard, when it rains really hard, becomes a lake. It really
does.
Well,
probably because their gutter isn't properly draining.
Yeah.
Right.
On one hand, I want them to clean out the gutters because I don't want them to destroy their house and roof. But also, I really want gutter plant to thrive. So, you know.
Maybe it will create some sort of symbiosis and all will be well.
Yeah. But I'm really rooting for gutter plant. We're friends now. And, you know, I wave to him every day when I wake up and I check on him.
Nice.
Like when I go out to run, when I'm done, I kind of walk a little bit and look. It's like, okay, gutter plant, I see you.
Still there.
See you.
See you, buddy.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Keep on keeping on.
That's right. Keep on trucking, gutter plant. Keep on trucking. All right. So let's get to what we're drinking. A lot of good stuff today.
Yeah. Well, I've been excited about this one for a while because I've been seeing it advertised. And I've become quite the fan of the Rheingeist ciders. So this one, and their beers. This is Rheingeist Blizzberry, brand new, hot off the presses. It's 100% chance of refreshment. This lush, effervescent, and satisfying brew hits your taste buds like a berry nor'easter. A lip-smacking berry blizzard, bringing notes of apple, cherry, raspberry, and blackberry, and a frenetic flurry of fruit flavors. Oh my god.
Wow.
Blizzberry is worth the winter.
Okay.
And it's a traditional 5% alcohol. It's in a very pretty purple can.
It is. I do like the color on that can. It's nothing fancy or exotic in the can art. It's just a general Rheingeist can, but the color is definitely...
It's like a dark periwinkle.
It is. Yeah. And those flavors definitely scream like wintertime, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Well, my beverage is also screaming wintertime. I've got a product here from Abita. This is their Office Party, their holiday stout. And this is a stout brewed with cocoa nibs, cinnamon, vanilla, and nutmeg. It's 6.8%. And it says stout brewed with oats, pale caramel, and chocolate malt. And is hopped with Willamette hops. Generous amounts of cocoa nibs, cinnamon, vanilla, and nutmeg are added to infuse the spirit of the holidays into this limited release. And so, yeah, I figured this would be an appropriate beverage since I have also infused my home with the spirit of the holidays.
Yes. With cinnamon and nutmeg.
Yes. Yeah. My first winter holiday sort of beer, official winter holiday beer of the season.
I believe I've had that on the show like a couple of years ago.
I think, yeah.
It's been a while, though. It's been
a
while.
So.
Yeah. That's that. Yeah, like 2 or 3 years ago.
So I will see. Normally, just, you know, holiday ales are a little hit or miss with me, honestly, because much like the pumpkin spice sort of things, they can get a little too strong with the spices, a little overwhelming. So we'll see how Evita stacks up.
I totally agree. Except I tolerate the winter spice stuff better than the pumpkin.
I think that they usually tend to be less sweet.
They do. Yeah. I think that's why I can tolerate them a little bit more.
They're like spicier than sweeter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of spice.
Yes.
Good segue, Lauren. So Sarah was kind enough to bring the Sharon beer today. Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because you went to Beer Trap, right?
I did, and they have so much good stuff. I know. Right now. I have enough beer to last me the winter, probably.
I got to get down there. I have to, because I went to Total Wine the other day, and man, I don't know what's going on over there, but their selection sucks.
They are clearly suffering from some strange distribution problems, because their holiday, their like seasonal single section has shrank, and it is also full of things that are not really, I would think, seasonally appropriate. Yeah. They still have a lot of pumpkin lingering, and they also have a whole lot of like full-on Christmas stuff. So, not a brown ale or anything to be seen over there.
Yeah, I agree.
A little surprising.
It really was. I was like, damn, y'all need to get your stuff together over here, but Beer Trap always. Kevin down there is fabulous. He always has his stuff together for sure. So this is from High Wire Brewing, and this is their Chai 10W40. It's an imperial stout brewed with ginger, cinnamon, green cardamom, black pepper, clove, allspice, and chocolate, vanilla, and lactose. And this is their Spice Walla, I guess. Is that like a, maybe that's their...
Yeah, it must be a collab with Spice Walla.
Okay.
Because I think that's their chai spice.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, Spice Walla brand, their chai spice.
On the Did you see what the percentage on this is?
I think it might be covered up by price.
It is covered up by
price.
But
I want to say 8%.
Yeah, it's covered up by price tag. Let me see if I can get that off here.
Because I picked up a different
It is. It's 8%. It's 8%. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes. And it definitely, I mean, it's the color is of 10W, you know, 10W40 oil. For
it
sure.
Is.
It's a little oil color.
Dark. We're feeling the dark today. Yeah, we're feeling beverages.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm still working through that stuff that Kim gave me way back in like August. I mean, it was a lot of beer. It was a lot.
Yeah.
But this is actually the last one of these, and I figured it'd be kind of appropriate for today. And this is from Dragonhead Brewing, and this is the Final Absolution. It's a Trappel.
Ah,
yeah. Yeah, so definitely the style of beer that you want to drink on a day like today, for sure. Yeah.
Good.
And
I love a Trappel.
She gave me 3 of these. I have had one, so I'm not going into this completely fresh. And then I gave one away, and then this is the last one. But I had forgotten to put anything in the refrigerator yesterday, and I was like, oh crap, I need something. And then I was looking, I was like, oh okay, yeah, this will be perfect. Totally appropriate for today. Totally appropriate. Okay. I got to give a quick shout out to the East Carter Raiders.
Oh.
Go Raiders. Yeah. They won. They won handily on Friday night. Handily.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Was John excited?
Oh, yeah. For sure. So they won the region. They're going to semis.
Very cool.
For a chance to go to state.
Nice.
And if they do go to state, I think we may go.
I was going
to
ask if you were going to go.
You guys should.
Here.
Yeah, because all of John's East Carter stuff from high school fits me.
Oh, that's cute.
So I told him the other day, I said, yeah, apparently when you were in high school, you had the body of a 46-year-old woman.
Nice.
Right. Because I can wear his the t-shirt, and I think he has a sweatshirt floating around somewhere.
Oh, good.
That I'm almost positive that I can wear. But yes, he apparently had the body of a 46-year-old woman.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So. But yeah, go Raiders. I'm excited. I'm because he really is genuinely excited about it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Very cool. So you should be excited for your high school.
No.
I mean, if you want to be.
No. Are you? Because we talked. Warren and I talked about this last week, but. I'll pose a question to you real quick.
Am I excited about my high school?
No, I mean, but do you root for them? Like, do you still root for them? Because where did you go?
South Laurel.
Okay.
I will root for them, sure. I have nothing against them by any means. And, I mean, when I was in high school, we won state basketball tournament, so there is that. But we actually, and I can't believe I'd ever say this, as a bitter rival, the North Laurel Jaguars, I mean, we just... Kentucky just got a huge commit from a North Laurel Jaguar.
They did. Reed Shepherd.
Oh, cool. Cheer for them.
Yeah, Reed Shepherd's son Jeff and Jeff Shepherd and Stacy Reed, who both played basketball at Kentucky quite successfully. I would ask. Quite successfully.
But yeah, no, I mean, I cheer for my high school is terrible at football and always has been.
Okay.
So, don't care much for their football, but their basketball and their women's basketball is usually really good.
Is North Laurel's band any good? I feel like they used to be really good.
They used to be, and I was in band at South Laurel, and we were fine. But now South Laurel's like a state championship band.
Okay.
And has expanded by 4 times, apparently. All right. They're good at band.
Okay.
Cheer for
them. Well, hey, yay. Go people who are good at band, I suppose.
I mean, I don't want to go back to high school by any means, but... I'd cheer for it. That's
well,
my high school,
perish the so. Thought.
As Bowling for Soup sings, high school never ends. So
true.
That's true.
And I still have like a South Laurel sweatshirt that I wear. Just like I like to sleep in it and wear it around errands because it's just like big and like oversized and it's got the neck ripped at the
cool.
at the hood and stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
You do in high school.
Looks cool.
So yeah.
It says South really big across the front.
That's fair, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's fun.
I'm going to roll up in here one day this winter or something when it's really super cold with my old Connor Letterman jacket on.
I have my South Laurel Letterman jacket as well. With
the wool jacket, right?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Scratchy.
Yes.
But warm.
Yes. Yeah.
I have one. It's not scratchy. The inside's lined.
The inside's lined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got the leather sleeves.
That neck part looks scratchy, though.
See, that's why I got the leather.
You got to get the
leather.
See,
I
collar.
I
paid extra.
I never wanted the leather one.
Yeah, I just would wear my friend's leather jackets with the regular collar, and it itched the crap.
Yeah, I occasionally had to borrow one as well, and I was like, wow, this is scratchy. Mm-hmm. This is great. I'm glad you have this instead of a normal jacket.
Because I remember I got my wool one for Christmas one year. It was a Christmas gift because they were not cheap.
No,
yeah, I did not have one.
Yeah,
I did not have one from my school. Big surprise.
It was quite expensive. I can't believe my parents actually bought me one for how expensive it was. But I had mine for 2 years, though, so it got used.
Okay.
Whereas I think a lot of people get them like their senior year or whatever.
But. Yeah. I think I got mine my junior year. Not that anybody really cares. It
yeah.
still fits.
Mine
I
does
can still
too.
Wear it. Mine still yeah. fits. Yeah. So apparently I had the body of a 46-year-old woman. Yeah, I don't know. No, my I'll just go ahead and say this. The upper part of me was not near what it is today.
Bodies change.
Yeah.
Time.
I'll say that. I'll put it that
yes.
way. My upper part.
Time changes things. Gravity and all that.
Yes, and all of that. Hey, no, I'm actually doing well in the gravity part, I tell you what. And I will say, shout out to the sports bra company Enel, E-N-E-L-L. Makes a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous sports bra for people who really need that extra support.
Oh, okay.
I cannot recommend that enough.
I will have to take that in consideration because occasionally I do need a really nice one. Because
it packs in.
Yeah, I use cheapies on the regular, but occasionally if I'm actually doing like a strenuous cardio activity such as running or climbing mm-hmm. or like some sort of crazy yoga thing that I'm trying out, yeah. I could use one of those. Let's
nice.
Check that out.
I'm a SheFit girl myself.
Are you? Okay, because the emails, they are a little expensive, but they last and they're worth it. I'm telling you, they're actually, I see people out running, who obviously
and you just want to run after them and like tell them like this is the bra you
this
need.
Bra
yeah, no, I
just throw one
just
on them.
Lasso people with bras. It's like I'm helping you. Don't run away.
Come here.
Excuse me, but do you have time to talk about the Enel bra?
I want to share the good word with you.
Seriously,
about bras.
About Enel bras. Really, I really feel like you could use one for real. Because it looks like it hurts, right?
It does.
But I cannot say, and I actually have two of them, and I kind of rotate, you know.
Yeah.
But they, to tell you the truth, I will say I first heard of them when Oprah Winfrey was still doing her talk show, and she had like my favorite things type of stuff going on in that thing, and she liked it and endorsed it.
Hey, if it's good enough for Oprah's boobs, it's good enough for mine.
I'm telling you what, yeah.
You go.
But yeah, pro tip, go if you feel like you really need that extra, go get you an email. Yep,
gotta check that out.
Yep, totally worth it. Well, I guess speaking of money, we'll go back to money. I wanted to bring this up because I have a theory. So, you know, UK is officially playing basketball. Let's see, we beat Ohio on Friday night.
Yep.
And so they have this thing in the arena that they pick a student, and it's a student, I believe. They pick a student, and the student has the opportunity to try one half-court shot for $10,000. So if they hit the shot, they get $10,000. Well, in the last 2 weeks, two different students at two different games have hit the half-court shot.
They have.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I have a theory about this. So you can go watch the video on the Twitters or whatever. You can find it out there. But what UK does is they turn the lights out, and then they put these blue lights on, and then they're doing some kind of like video, like so. That's like a video on the floor where it's like you run and help me out here, Sarah, because I know you've seen it. It's like graphics on the floor that are moving.
That's what I was
going to
say, graphics.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It's like a projection.
Yeah.
Thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this is my theory. Number one, these kids are used to that kind of environment, right? It's like they almost turn a very video game like environment.
Yeah. Oh, and like having the spots on the floor to run to. And
yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's, I think personally, it's much easier in a low level of light to be able to line it up. To have a better, higher percentage chance of hitting the shot because you can't see the crowd behind the backboard and all this stuff. Whereas if they just had the lights on, like a regular, like regular,
it'd
be much more difficult.
That's true, because you're having to, like, use depth perception a little bit more than whereas if you have all that other visual information behind canceled out, your brain would actually have to be processing a little less.
Right, exactly.
So that does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as I watched that, and people are like, oh my God, another person hit it. And I'm like, yeah, because actually you don't really, I think UK thought they were making it more difficult.
Yeah.
But actually when you look at it and you think about it, they're making the percentage that the person is going to hit the shot like better, in my opinion.
They shouldn't just like put like some like flashing strobe lights or something, like disco balls and stuff. Like, lots of visual chaos.
Or just a loud noise as soon as they like let go of the
ball. like just supply like every person who enters the stadium like under the age of like six with an air horn, and that will take care of itself.
That is true. That is definitely true. But I was just saying because if you've paid attention to basketball over the years, there's a lot of especially people who are more outside shooters. And they say they really like shooting in an arena where the background is like a darker background behind the basket, because it is about a depth perception thing, and it's much easier to gauge that
distance if your eye if your eye only has the one thing to focus on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, he knows how a lot of teams tend to have their best 3-point shooting nights ever when they come to Rupp.
Right.
It seems like.
Yeah, yeah. So, UK, you think you're doing them a disservice, but you're really not. And it's Central Bank's got to pay out the money.
Say, do you think that Central Bank is upset?
I think they're fine with it. I mean, they'll live.
Yeah,
they're all right.
Yeah, I think they're okay with it.
Yeah, because how often in the past has somebody actually hit the half-court shot? It's not super often.
It isn't.
Yeah, and to have two in a row, It's very weird, very rare.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, I think they've set.
But I mean, maybe they're doing it intentionally because that is a very weird thing to have two in a row. And that is something that people might pay attention to and talk about and bother watching. And hey, maybe they want to go see a game and actually fill some of those empty seats they've got up in there.
Well, you can get a ticket.
So yeah, exactly. So maybe they're not being so foolish after all. Maybe they're in on it.
Possibly. Oh, conspiracy. What
if it's all fixed?
Conspiracy.
It is. It's all fixed.
It's all fixed.
It's all fixed. It's fixed. That's it.
To believe.
That's what we're going with.
Yeah.
Basketball.
What did she say?
She said, I want to believe.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. Sorry, I missed that. Yeah. All right. Well, okay. I guess we gotta get into talking about some football. And I'm very sad. Yeah. I'm sad because we're at the end of the regular season.
Yep. Yeah. It's winding down.
It is, and it sucks, and I hate it. Hate it.
This was our last game yesterday at Commonwealth Stadium.
Hashtag not my Kroger Field.
That's right.
Yeah, it was, and it was the last tailgate of the season, and I would also like to give a middle finger to UK for having, we had to move again.
Oh, no, they chased you out yet another spot.
Yeah, so, you know, we moved to the COVID lot spot.
Yes.
So, you know, we got kicked out of the helipad spot, which they obviously, I mean, that helipad looks like it's been used, like, to death already.
I mean,
right?
I see helicopters flying in and out every minute.
Exactly. So for the last two games, we get displaced. So we go up. The COVID testing lot is actually a purple lot.
Yeah.
It's before it was the COVID testing lot. It was built as a purple lot.
Right.
So it's blacktop, but around the perimeter, there's grass.
Right.
So you can back your car up and then set up in the grass. And actually, you've got a lot of green space behind you once you kind of get there. So they have been opening that lot on Saturdays. They don't do COVID testing on Saturdays, whatever. And so we were like, you know what? Let's just go up there. We're going to go up there for a game. Okay, fine. So we get up there, and it was fine. Actually, it was really nice because there wasn't any wind, because there's some buildings up there that block the wind and that kind of thing. And it wasn't too bad. We didn't hate it or anything like that. So we left our tent because they say that you got to move your car, which fine, because they resume COVID testing on Sunday.
Of course.
So we left the tent frame because it's out of the way. It's in the grass. It's not going to hurt anything.
Right.
So we get over there yesterday, and I noticed that all the cones that they usually pick up are still out in the parking lot.
Oh, the COVID cones.
COVID cones. So we roll up there, and the dude is like, yeah, they're not letting anybody park in here today. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you serious right now?
But they
really
weren't doing testing, though,
no,
right?
No. So John's like, well, I left my tent in there. Can I at least get my tent? And the guy's like, yeah, I'll let you in, get your tent, whatever. So they, you know, he moved the barrier and we get the tent. And so Bob actually was there. And Bob ended up in the other lot, which is across the street kind of from that. But that's the lot that they let, that the players park in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get to that in a second and why that's a problem. So we just set up over there. John was pissed because it wasn't flat. It was kind of on a slope. But it was the last tailgate of the season. We were only out there for a couple of hours.
Yeah,
you know, it was what it was, right? So we're talking to the parking guy, and those dudes don't know nothing. They're just scanning passes. So we don't get mad at them. We get mad at the Pope of the Purple Lot in the golf cart. That guy's a jerk. But the dudes who are scanning the passes,
they're just doing their job.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't know nothing. So we ask the guy, and the guy's like, yeah, kind of, he goes, I think based around attendance, because it was an intimate crowd yesterday.
Yeah.
Based on ticket sales and that kind of thing, he's like, they just decided not to open that lot. You could probably call UK or Wild Med or whatever the hell they call it.
Wild Health.
Yeah, Wild Health.
Oh, yeah.
Because I actually think Wild Health was just too lazy to pick up the cones.
Probably.
Is what I think.
They probably just didn't have the manpower to pick up the cones, and they were like, well, we'll just leave the cones and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, where was it? Oh, so, yeah. So, we end up down in the players' lot where the players park their cars.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but some of these players have some really nice cars, okay?
Yeah.
As I've heard, yeah.
So, Josh Pascal actually
Did he show up in his Porsche?
We saw his Porsche.
Oh, was it nice?
He has an NIL deal with Porsche, of Louisville.
Oh, cool.
And so, they gave him a car to drive.
Well.
And yes, it was a nice car.
Yeah.
But there's this receiver, there's this other receiver. John looked him up because his car had all his social media handles on the back of it.
Oh, that's cute.
So John looked him up, and he's number 89, and I can't remember his name, but it was like a Dodge Charger, but it was like tricked out with this gold paint job, and like it was super nice.
Wow.
Right?
Well, that's kind of cool.
So now you're telling me that you're going to stick people who are drinking.
Yeah, your average
stumbling around
unwashed masses around
the Porsche, you know, in the Charger.
I have seen many a tent in windy conditions up there take flight and actually hit people's cars.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that you're going to trust somebody to stake down their tent enough and not hit Josh Pascal's Porsche? Because I don't want to have to leave Josh Pascal a note.
Yeah. Sorry I scratched your Porsche.
Right?
Sorry I accidentally spilled my chicken wing gravy all over your Dodge Charger.
Beer went flying into your windshield.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. I don't want to have to leave Josh Pascal a note.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is our plan is next season, hopefully the COVID testing will be done and gone.
For many reasons.
And the place where they have the COVID testing tent is actually the better spot on the other side
right.
of that lot to set up because it's even flatter. It's more flat.
Hopefully this last one was just a fluke, and next season when things resume,
yeah.
all will be back to quote quote normal.
But I'm telling you, the UK really is they're pricing fans out. Mm-hmm. They're pissing fans off because yeah. again, this is the third time we've had to move this season. The unwritten tailgate rule is in August, you go out there and you put your frame up.
You stake your claim.
You stake your claim, and that's your spot. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that is your spot.
It's the law of the land.
It just, they're pricing, because the green lot, which is literally like 3 feet from where we set up, I think it's like $1,500 or something. It's insane for a pass. I don't, like, don't quote me on that, but it is stupid money for a pass to that. And you know how many people were parked in that lot yesterday?
It was probably overflowing.
No, it was like six cars.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Interesting.
It's like six cars.
People don't want to pay that much just to go to one of their games, unfortunately.
Yeah. So,
I mean.
I have a more important question, though.
Yes.
Mm. When you were at the game yesterday, were you so cold that you couldn't feel your legs, even though it said it was in the 50s, or was that just me?
No, that was just you, because our side gets the sun.
I wondered that, because you're on the sunny side.
We're
on
the
shady
side,
and I'm still cold.
And I had my super faux fur-lined boots on,
nice.
And I had Fireball in my socks.
That'll keep you warm, and inside
warm.
And out.
Yes.
I was so cold that I got hives on my legs from being
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And I had four layers on, and I still couldn't get warm.
See, so. I had
downsides of sitting in the shady part.
I had flappy hat on too.
Yeah, nothing
and that
was
thing
helping.
Just bottles in the heat.
You could have left me there as a frozen icicle.
You would have been like Jack Torrance from The Shining,
yes.
just all curled up.
I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to walk. I was so cold. Like, we couldn't feel our feet.
It was colder. To me, it was colder in the morning when we got there, out there at like 8 o'clock and set up. And then, of course, yeah, we're on the sunny side. So it was,
yeah.
it wasn't all right. It was all right, yeah.
No, I almost perished from the cold.
But we left it. We
glad
left,
you made it.
We left at halftime anyway. Ended up going to Drake's. Bob was down there with his son. And I actually sat next to, I'll just tell y'all this story. I sat next to a very interesting gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
He had a UTSA Roadrunners hat on, which I recognized right away.
Sure.
And of course, I sit down and start complaining to Bob about the UK defense and start talking about 3-4 defense. Uh-huh. And he just kind of looks at me and he's like, I like you. I'm like, yeah, okay. But it turns
you.
Out he was in town for Keeneland stuff, for
oh,
horse
cool.
sales and stuff, because
yep.
he owns racehorses.
Okay.
Like, him and some buddies or whatever own these racehorses. And he's talking. So I got a hot tip on a horse.
Oh.
So
oh.
apparently the horse.
Horse tips.
The horse. just the horse tips.
That's a lot.
That's
worse. Bang for your buck.
So the horse that you should be watching out for this season, this horse season, whatever you want to call it, is Echo Zulu.
Echo Zulu.
Echo
okay.
Zulu.
Echo Zulu.
Yes. Apparently this horse is a very good horse. So you,
of course.
Of course. Of course it is. So there you go. You heard it here first. Echo Zulu. Echo Zulu. That's exactly right. Okay, so let's get into talking about week 12 a little bit. First, I wanted to share this story. I don't know how many people saw this story, but this is a story that it's a cool story because even though I work in academia, I am a proponent of that you do not have to go to a four-year college. You don't have to get a four-year degree. Yeah, I am absolutely very supportive of people going to technical schools and learning to be an electrician or a mechanic because we need those people.
Yes.
We need them, right?
Heck yeah. You can low-key make a lot of money doing that.
Right? You can. Yeah. And we all can't be married to Utility Kyle.
No. No.
Who is electrician and all kinds of stuff. But, you know,
he is fix-it master.
Yes, we need plumbers and electricians and people to fix my stuff when it breaks down.
Yes, we do.
Right? So, in terms of things breaking down, there is a long snapper from Pittsburgh State. Now, this is in Kansas, so not in the state of Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh State is in Pittsburgh, Kansas. But the long snapper fixed the broken down bus on the way to the team playing Fort Hays State.
Awesome. So he fixed his own team's bus.
Very cool.
Yep.
So nice.
The bus, one of the buses completely lost power. The team was forced to pull off and address the problem. It's much less of a problem, however, when you have a diesel mechanic on your team. So freshman long snapper Timmy Malinowski.
Malinowski.
Sorry. He's an automotive technology major, and he immediately sprung into action and was able to determine the bus was missing a hose clamp. He used a Leatherman multi-tool from his backpack to attach the hose clamp and get the team back on the road.
Nice. And I also appreciate that in his backpack, he carried a multi-tool.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That is so smart. You never know when carry a multi-tool with you of some kind, because you never know when you need one of those suckers.
That is true. Yeah. That's a good secondary point to the story, for sure. And so apparently he got back on the bus and all his teammates cheered for him and everything. And then they went and they won the game. 34-24.
Oh, man. Nice. Good day for that guy.
Yeah. So it's a good lesson for all the kids out there.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily have to go to a four-year school. Go study something cool.
There's other ways to be a useful contributing member of society.
Absolutely, for sure. So I thought that was really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, it was a cool little story I wanted to share with everybody. All right, so full disclosure, I fell asleep last night and didn't really get to watch many of the night games.
You sure did.
And for some reason this morning I woke up and College Football Final was not on my DVR.
So weird.
And it was also not on the TV, which
it was not.
Because on Sundays it runs like 12
it's
times.
It's over and over and over again.
Yeah.
SEC Final was on, but College Football Final was not.
I don't know what happened to other Matt Barry and Jesse Palmer and Joey Galloway, but they were not on my TV, which is very, very strange.
Maybe they fell asleep too.
The whole of ESPN
fell asleep. It was just weird. It was really weird that it wasn't on, because this past yesterday, Week 12, we're finally getting the playoff picture to come into view.
Oh my goodness, is it some sort of a view?
It's interesting. It's not total chaos anymore, but it's interesting.
Yeah, some definite changes from last week.
For sure. So on Tuesday, when they came out with the top 25 or whatever, they had Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, and Ohio State as the top four. Cincinnati was 5, Michigan was 6, and Michigan State was 7. Oregon got dismantled.
Yeah, I was watching that, and you were
asleep
during that one.
Quote-unquote asleep. So Oregon just got destroyed by Utah, like 38-7.
Whoa. Yeah, there was a lot of destroying going on all over college football.
So it is a Pac-12-less playoff once again.
They have been eliminated.
Yes, Oregon is out. Michigan State got destroyed by Ohio State, 56-7.
It was like 49-0 for quite a while. Like, what is this?
I hope Michigan State's coach signed his $95 million contract extension before they played that game.
Well, I can tell you he's probably not getting that LSU job now.
No. No. Cincinnati destroyed SMU.
Which is good, because I've been waiting for them to play a team that's worth something, and SMU is actually good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't... if they went out, I don't know. I don't know how you keep them out. I really don't.
I think you sneak them in at four.
Because Ohio State and Michigan, somebody's got to lose that game. Somebody has to lose. Yeah. There's a loser. There's going to be a loser in that game.
Yeah.
And Michigan State's out. They're done. They're
and
out.
Honestly, I think Ohio State should jump Alabama because Alabama is very good, but their defense is crap.
Yeah, and there's a very controversial call in that Alabama-Arkansas game yesterday that the SEC officials and all their brilliance took a touchdown away from Arkansas.
Uh-oh.
And and apparently it's pissed them off so bad down there in Arkansas that there is a barbecue place called Wright's Barbecue that tweeted out that SEC officials would not be allowed to dine in their establishment ever.
Oh, wow.
Well, at least until they beat Bama. Yeah, that's what the tweet said. But
so never.
So quarter till never. Yeah. I thought that was funny. They banned them.
Listen, the SEC officiating has not been great.
No, it has not. It has not. So we actually have two undefeated teams left standing. UC is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And UTSA, the Roadrunners, are 11-0.
Crazy.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. And I still maintain, man, you play the schedule you're given. These schedules are made years out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So sometimes you just, as long as you're winning, is what I say. Not that I'm saying that UTSA deserves to be in the playoff or anything like that.
But is it a more interesting world that they are?
Possibly.
There we go.
Maybe. Depends on who you talk to about that, though. True. There's some people like, no, that's going to be garbage, but I'd watch it.
I don't
know. Right now, the way it looks, I don't see how you keep them out of the top four.
Yeah, you can't now, I don't think. Like, before, I could see the argument and, how they don't want. It seems like they don't want a group of five team in there, but you got to give it to them now.
The only thing I could see is if Michigan jumps them and takes Oregon's spot on Tuesday.
Mm.
Because Michigan did win pretty handily over Maryland.
Yeah.
That's the scenario that I see is probably going to happen. But then Michigan and Ohio State play in week 13, so somebody's got to lose that game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to give either team two losses. Because Ohio State lost to Oregon at the beginning of the season, so they have one loss. And Michigan lost to Michigan State, so they have one loss. So you can't tell me that if Cincinnati goes undefeated that a two-loss team is going to get in over them?
No, at that point, it's not fair.
At that point, it's just stupid. But you know what? I never trust the committee. I don't. No.
Nope.
I don't at all.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
No, sir.
So we're going to talk about UK because they are on our pick'em, but I was going to wait to talk about how I feel about them right now.
Oh.
I'm worried. I am. I'm a little worried. And I'm kind of worried about James, too. Let's see. I hadn't heard from him.
Yes. Did he send anything coming in right at the wire here?
Maybe he was asleep, too.
He didn't.
Perhaps he was also asleep.
I will say, I think he had a big game or a big time last night. According to his Instagram, he was at the NC State Syracuse game.
Oh, wow.
So I have a feeling that was a late night.
Yes.
A little bit. So we're just had to roll the dice for him.
That's fair.
Two rolls of the dice.
I do have
a dime here for him.
I do have some breaking news though, before we get to that.
Oh.
Florida, who sucks and lost to Michigan.
Yes.
Missouri, excuse me. Misspoke there. In overtime last night has fired Dan Mullen.
Oh no. Yep. I thought they'd give him another year.
The CFO sent it to me as you're sitting here talking. And they threw his crap out on the lawn and said get out.
Wow, that's really interesting considering his post game interview from yesterday, which I saw on SEC Final this morning.
What did he say?
Somebody said they came right out and said, "Are you afraid for your job?" And he's like, "Nah. We're talking about some stuff. Nah, I know. I feel good about it."
Oh. 25 minutes later.
Dun, dun, dun.
The U-Haul's backing up.
Yeah.
Beep, beep,
beep. Yeah, this is us talking about it.
I wondered if they would fire him, though.
Why is there a Mayflower truck out there?
That's so weird.
Yeah, so he is. Well, that's late breaking news.
I wondered if he would get fired.
And he did.
Yeah,
and
they've not
did.
Had a good season. I mean, when you get rattled at Kentucky...
Right.
That's... I mean, I'm a Stan, but oof.
Yeah,
it's not good.
I ain't mad about that they suck this year.
I'm not either.
I ain't mad about
it. We got our First home win in my lifetime here this year. So, you know,
Technically wins, but doesn't speak well for them.
No, it doesn't. Okay, so this is the final week of the regular season. Now, we are gonna have bowl games, you know, into December and January. So we're not quite done with the pick 'em yet, but I can give you an update on the points. I have 27. Lauren has 27. James has 27. Sarah, you have 24. So you're right. It's all right there. Right there.
I'm not mad.
And there's a ton of good games on Saturday. I'm gonna get to some honorable mentions that you can watch. But we were only picking four, so I had to choose. So what I chose is what I chose. If you don't like it, get your own show. so Lauren, go ahead and roll that dice.
Okay, rolling the dice, and I have a 3. Which is least edible, less likely to be a snacky, is the winner, not for dinner. Ooh. So whichever one I would rather eat is the one that loses.
I dig it. I like it. I love that one. I really do. I think that's my favorite, is least edible.
I think
edible.
It's mine, too. I'm glad that I got that role.
For the final regular season week. Okay, so like I said, somebody has to lose this game, and this is really going to change the playoff picture, I think, big time.
Yep.
And that's Ohio State versus Michigan.
This is for all of the monies, all of the whatevers. This is the big one. This is probably the biggest game of the week by far. Going to the Big Ten championship game, going to the playoff. Ohio State came alive and destroyed Michigan State. Shock! I don't know. I'm without words for how bad of a beating that was. Michigan has a good defense and a pretty decent offense, but I think Ohio State's offense is going to overpower them, and they're going to win a close one. So I'm going to Ohio State.
Okay. Lauren?
Okay. So that's the Ohio State Buckeyes versus the Michigan Wolverines. Which one would I rather eat? Well, a Buckeye is a poisonous little nut, so I don't want to eat that. Whereas Michigan is the Wolverines. Predators are notoriously, carnivores are notoriously terrible tasting. Not tasty meat on that one, but I probably wouldn't die from it. So I would have to choose to eat a Wolverine over a Buckeye. So the Buckeye survives and goes on to win.
Oh, all right. Buckeyes, I feel like, are kind of close to chestnuts or something. If they weren't poisonous, I suppose you could...
You can probably eat them. Yeah. I had a bunch of chestnuts today for a snack. Oh, they were delicious.
Interesting.
Okay. Man, this is a tough one because this is at Michigan, which I think gives a slight advantage to Michigan. But Harbaugh, man, his track record against Ohio State is not good. He's never won. You know, Michigan is going to be, that place is going to be just super, super rocking. Their fans are going to be all up. The team's going to be up for it. But I just don't think that they have the power to stop Ohio State's offense.
Agreed.
So I'm going with Ohio State. Who is James going with? And this is going to be hilarious.
We're
going
to roll. So 1, 2, or 3 gets him Ohio State. 4, 5, or 6 will get him Michigan. And he got a 5. Michigan it is.
He would have picked Michigan because he refuses to pick Ohio State.
Yeah.
I was kind of rooting for the die to pick Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because hilarious. Oh, yeah. Okay. This next one's got implications too because Oklahoma is not out of it, in my opinion. They've got the one loss to Baylor, but they are not out of it.
And Oklahoma State's creeping up into it.
Yes, they are. And it's Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State, which is generally called Bedlam. That is the name of this game. Its official title is Bedlam. Nice. So, Oklahoma State versus Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma Sooners versus the Oklahoma State Cowboys. So would I rather eat a covered wagon traveling person over a cowboy? That's a tough one. Both are cannibalism, don't get me wrong. So we're talking long pork either way. But which would be tastier? I feel like probably a cowboy is going to be tastier. He's eating those nice trail beans and some bacon. You know, he's probably really leathery from the sun. But, you know, I enjoy jerky. So I'm for that. And I mean, the Sooners are probably starving to death. So they're full of parasites and plague and probably not very tasty. So they're going to survive my hungry cannibalistic palate. And I will go with the Oklahoma Sooners.
Well, Oklahoma's had its fair shares of ups and downs. I really don't see how they're 10-1, to be honest. But both of their quarterbacks are kind of trash. Their defense has not been looking great. Oklahoma State is coming up out of the ashes late in the season. And I'm gambling, but I'm really feeling like an Oklahoma State upset here. So, Oklahoma State for me.
So who's James? Who's James going to get before I get to my pick?
Okay, so if he gets the high, he gets the Sooners. If he takes the low, he's going to take the Cowboys. He got six. That's the Cowboys.
Oak State. You know what? I'm going Oklahoma State. Yeah. I think Oklahoma is in total disarray.
Yes, they are.
They're on both sides of the ball. They look garbage.
Yeah.
And Lincoln Riley. I'm not saying he's gonna be looking for a job this year, but if he don't get his act together, he's gonna be looking for a job.
Yeah. 10-1 for them. I just like I said, I don't know how they got there.
Yeah, I think that Oklahoma State wins Bedlam.
Yes.
Now see, I put this next game on the sheet specifically for James.
Wow.
And James. Then he doesn't even bother to show up.
I know.
God, he gets the Irish flu and doesn't even bother to show up. Rude.
That is rude.
Just rude. Right. Rude. Very rude. And that's North Carolina versus North Carolina State.
Yes, so we all know and remember North Carolina upsetting Wake a couple of weeks ago, which has sent them into a tailspin, and they are no longer in contention for any kind of playoff.
Because Wake Forest just lost
to Clemson. Who sucks this year.
Yeah.
And the Wolfpack is doing pretty good. And I'm feeling like I'm going to join the James bandwagon for this one. I'm going to go NC State.
All right.
So that's North Carolina Tar Heels, who have the Ram, and the North Carolina State Wolf Pack. So would I rather eat a ram or a wolf? Well, like I said earlier, y'all, carnivores don't taste very good. So I'm definitely eating that ram because I like to eat goat and sheep, and that's probably very similar. So I'm going to snack on that guy while the Wolf Pack wins.
Goat is tasty. I will say it is really tasty. Yeah. It actually is
very
tasty meat.
I've
had
some very tasty, like Pakistani food. Oh, yeah. Often has goat in
it.
Yes. I think we had goat when we had sobs on Hungry in Kentucky, didn't we?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
It's African very, food it's, often has goat.
It
was good. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
I wouldn't say no to goat.
Same.
North Carolina is not good. they're weird. They've had this weird up and down season.
Yeah.
They've looked really good at times. Mack Brown is old.
Yeah, yes.
I think he may be on the tail end of his career, let alone his life. But
oh my God,
he's old. What do you want? I mean, he's old.
They're missing their star
one
quarterback.
One foot in the grave.
Yeah, I'm going with North Carolina State in this one. So
all right, so who's James picking?
Oh God!
Oh my God! Please, North Carolina.
All right, so if he gets the low, he's got the North Carolina Tar Heels. If he gets high, it's North Carolina State Wolfpack. Here you go, James. He got the high, North Carolina State.
He did. And Lauren is legitimately rolling this die, and we are legitimately taking what the die says. So this is not fixed like the UK, half-court shots are.
I'm an honest lady.
Yes, you are. Okay, before I get to the last game on the sheet, because I do want to talk a little extensively about it, here's some honorable mention games that did not make the list, but should be on your viewing TV. Yeah.
Should be living in your DVR somewhere.
Or at least, you know.
Should be on the lookout for.
Yeah, be on the lookout for. So definitely the Egg Bowl.
Yeah.
Which is Ole Miss, Mississippi State, in its rightful place on Thanksgiving night.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
I was very disappointed a couple years ago when they moved it, but they've since brought it back to Thanksgiving night. It's their Thanksgiving night viewing pleasure. The battle for the crappy team in Florida, although Florida State got itself together.
Yeah, they're getting there.
They've won five games. They're only one win away from a bowl game, and they could get it versus Florida.
I don't think Florida's going to get to one.
No. Hilarious. Oregon State versus Oregon, which is the Civil War. And last year, that game was played in fog so thick you couldn't even see what was going on the TV.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Yeah. Wisconsin versus Minnesota, which is Paul Bunyan's axe. That's kind of a cool trophy. It's no Floyd Rosedale, but, you know, Paul Bunyan's axe. And then, of course, the Iron Bowl.
Yes.
I mean, come on. Nice. Alabama-Auburn. I thought Auburn had a chance to win that game, but their quarterback, Bo Nix, got hurt to the point he had to have surgery.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so
Alabama's
I don't think...
Because with Alabama's sus off or defense, I think
they're
vulnerable.
I agree. Okay, so it is officially Louisville Hate Week. Officially.
L's down.
Yeah, so it is Kentucky versus Louisville.
Yep.
It's in Louisville. I'm not going because I don't want to get in a fight and put in jail, which would happen.
Fair.
Probably.
if those who know me, it probably would happen. But, I don't know. I'm worried about this game because, frankly, our defense is not good.
Yeah, why did we let that team score 16 points on us yesterday?
We can't tackle.
What is that?
We can't tackle.
I was so mad.
We can't tackle. For some reason, nope, they couldn't even tackle me yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And fine, if you want to keep shoehorning this 3-4 defense in, fine. But you have got to have that second line and that third line of defense play better because that's our secondary is terrible.
Yes, and they should have been adjusting that all season.
They should have been.
Knowing that we were missing half of it for the first part of the season.
But they didn't.
No.
They didn't, because Stoops is stubborn that way, and it's really annoying. I'm just going to say this. I'll say this right now. I said it in the stands to John. I said, if Chris Rodriguez cannot hold on to the ball, you cannot put him in the game.
I'm sorry. I 100% agree with you.
I think I have a feeling that he's got some kind of pinch nerve or some kind of thing going on where I think he's got an injury where he just can't hold on to
you
the ball.
You cannot fumble the ball at the goal line again.
Yeah.
Multiple times in a season at the goal line.
I think he's averaging, and I haven't looked this up, but this is just from my observations. It seems like he's averaging like two fumbles a game.
And Will Levis.
And you can't have it. You can't.
Not at this level.
No.
And Will Levis cannot keep throwing interceptions.
Right.
Like, if you don't see a clear target down the field, throw that ball out of bounds.
Yeah, but we can't. We're having problems tackling. Our secondary is awful. Chris Rodriguez can't hold on to the ball. I'm worried. I really am really worried because New Mexico State stinks.
Mm-hmm.
The line. So Alabama played them last 2 weeks ago, week 11.
Right.
Yeah. And the line on that game was 55. Alabama covered.
We covered too.
We did,
It should have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we need to pick this game because I have some tasty Thanksgiving tidbits in Take It or Leave It. So it's Kentucky Louisville Hate Week. Birds with teeth, baby.
Well, literally every week's Louisville Hate Week for me.
That is true.
But I threw the L's down last week for literally no reason. But I mean, yeah, I am worried about this game because our defense is sus, our offense is great when it wants to be, and then we go and throw two picks and fumble at the goal line. But Louisville, they're getting there. They're finally coming of age, and the offense is clicking, but their defense is not great.
And they played Duke on Thursday night. Was it Thursday? Yeah, Thursday night.
A weird game.
Well, Duke sucks, but Louisville's offense was getting 12 yards at a clip.
Yeah,
against them. So
I'm worried about it, but I can't pick them, so I'm going to pick us. And it's going to be a very close game, and maybe we win it on a field goal like we did the year Lamar fumbled.
Ah, that was so beautiful.
That was a great birthday gift for me.
It was a thing of beauty. It really was.
So that's the Kentucky Wildcats versus the Louisville Cardinals Birds with Teeth. And even with their teeth, that's not going to deter me from eating that tasty little squab because that is a bird and poultry is delicious. It so sure this is. Week, L's down, chicken legs up.
Like
Kentucky win.
So who's James taking?
And James is taking, so the low numbers will go to the Wildcats, and the high numbers will go to the Cardinals. He got a 2.
Oh.
He's supporting our Cats. Yeah. Good job, James.
He wouldn't pick the Cats. He would, which is hilarious.
Yep. He absolutely would have picked Louisville. I was waiting for it, but not. And I probably honestly would have agreed with his reasoning. I have a feeling.
Probably. Yeah. Probably, yeah. He would have probably been right, sense. But fate has dictated otherwise
ha-ha,
for James.
Ha-ha-ha. There's no way in hell that I'm going to pick the Birds with Teeth to win. No, even though I am worried, and I do think that there's a good possibility we could lose this game.
But we'll lose that point together.
I really honestly do, but I don't care. I'm not going to pick them.
No, you can never pick. Nope. The day one of us picks Louisville over anything, I worry about our mental states.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Somebody would probably have to, you know... I'd say take me to Eastern State, but still exists.
Oh, it's part of the UK family.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah, all right.
So it still exists.
I'm still disappointed that they tore all that down.
Yeah, they got a flashy new place now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In case you're...
Maybe
you're,
the ghosts migrated.
Yeah. If you're
thinking of Charter Ridge.
If you're unfamiliar with Eastern State Hospital, it's it was the oldest mental hospital... West of the Alleghenies, I think it's one of the first mental hospitals ever established in the United States.
That doesn't sound like a place that wouldn't be scary or terrifying or well, anything.
And so it existed out on Newtown Pike where the BCTC campus is, but it had like all these old buildings and tunnels and like when they tore it all down.
Graves.
Seriously, that's what I was going to get ready to say is when they tore it all down to put BCTC in, they did find a bunch of like just mass unmarked graves and stuff.
Listen, I want to go to that BCTC just to see if it's haunted.
I've been there. Ooh. I don't think it is. Yeah. They kept a couple of the original buildings though. They didn't tear the whole thing down. I guess the tunnels still exist.
Ooh.
What I heard.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway. Okay. Let's get into Take It or Leave It because lots of Thanksgiving topics on Take It or Leave It this week. Okay, so first, right out of the gate, Reese's is offering you the ability to buy a super-sized Thanksgiving pie. It's basically just a giant Reese's cup. There are only 3,000 of them made. $45 for this giant Reese's cup. So you're taking or leaving the... They're calling it a pie, but it really is just a giant Reese's cup.
I'm going to fence it because I have a specific ratio of peanut butter to chocolate that I enjoy in a Reese's cup. Is it going to be like even with the chocolate and the peanut butter? Or is it going to be mostly peanut butter? Because I'm not a fan of the mostly peanut butter Reese's cup. So I don't like the trees. I don't like the pumpkins. And you can at me on that if you would... care to. That's just my opinion and I realize I'm in the minority, but if it's like an even distribution, yeah, of course I would eat it. I do like a good the Reese's cup thins in the freezer. Chef's kiss.
Yummy.
Alright. Well, yeah, it's really specific.
It really is. I told you.
See, Sarah, I knew there was a reason why I liked you. And now it is I know it's because of your philosophy on Reese's cups because that is the correct philosophy to have. Because the peanut butter in a Reese's cup is delicious, but it is also like painfully dry.
Yes.
And if you don't have enough chocolate, it is like almost unpleasant to eat it, in my opinion. Like it's just like clogging up my throat with peanut butter dryness. Mm-hmm. So if it's not a correct ratio, I would also leave that because most peanut butter pies I even find are a little too much peanut butter for my taste. Mm-hmm. I like light on the peanut butter. Mm-hmm. So I'm fencing it.
Okay. I'm taking it because I want to see Eric the Electric eat one of these because I hate it when in the stores it says giant Reese's cups or like you know whatever and then you open it and it's just a bunch of
little ones.
Exactly, it's just a bunch of packs, right? But this is a legit honest to God giant Reese's cup. Finally,
I saw a picture of it. Yeah.
So I'm taking it strictly for that.
Okay.
Not necessarily for myself, but you know, for other people,
for it existing and possibly being featured in an eating challenge.
For you too. Yeah.
So we talked about Friendsgiving briefly at the beginning here, and Taco Bell is offering a Friendsgiving pack for giveaway for free. Now, the only way you can get this, though, is it's only for people with fire status rewards member points, I guess. But I wanted to tell you what's in this, okay? It's really odd. Let me, I pulled the article up here. Let me see if I can. Okay, the food in the Friendsgiving party pack, and mind you, this is from Taco Bell, right?
Yes,
includes Cinnabon Delights candied yams, rolls with hot sauce packet butter, green bean casserole supreme, and build your own dessert nachos. That's what's in this thing, okay? So, Sarah, based on that, are you taking or leaving this Taco Bell Friendsgiving giveaway pack thing?
Well, first of all, I don't know what fire level is because I love Taco Bell, but I don't participate in the app or the rewards. But I could be convinced to take it because I just love them so much. And does the build your own dessert nachos include just a bunch of cinnamon twists topped with a Choco Taco base? Because that's what I'd be into.
Don't think so.
Aww.
The picture of it looks very
disappointing. I'd be into those rolls though with the hot sauce butter.
Okay.
I'll fence it.
Okay.
I'll fence it.
Oh, fair enough.
I think I'm going to leave this because, yeah, first up, it's sad that you have to have some sort of weird taco membership in order to get this. And also that they named their taco membership the fire membership also sort of conjures notions of, like, flaming diarrhea. Which is maybe not the best thing for their marketing department to do with kind of their reputation, just saying. But as far as the actual product they're selling here, I don't know that any of that sounds like Taco Bell to me.
Right?
I go to Taco Bell, I'm going for like a, you know, a chalupa or a Dorito shelled abomination. I'm not looking for rolls and green bean casserole. Like,
right.
That's not what I'm going to Taco Bell for. Do what y'all know. That's out of your wheelhouse. So yeah. I'm leaving this.
Yeah.
I'm leaving it too. Basically, because if I was gonna get this, if I had fire status rewards member points or whatever,
you had diarrhea a number of times to get that.
I want like a freaking like a burrito supreme and
I want
a burrito shaped like a turkey.
I want to make my own. Like I want the 12 pack of tacos.
Yeah.
I want the chalupas. I want the cinnamon twists. I want them to bring back the Choco Taco.
There you go. I'm for it.
The caramel apple empanada.
Or like it's like a pie tin and they arrange the cinnamon twists in the pie tin so that it kind of looks like a pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That would be fun.
I dig it. Yeah, I like that.
I have a lot of better ideas.
I agree. I think we all do. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so the Staples Center, you know, the Staples Center in Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm. Staples.
Yeah, well, it's changing its name. It's changing its name to the Crypto.com Arena because the name branding was bought by a cryptocurrency company. So it will now be the Crypto.com Arena.
Crypto.com Arena. That sounds like some futuristic nightmare stadium where like people play to the death to like, I don't know, win like, you know, the last gallon of water or something on the planet Earth. Yeah, that's a very strange name. But, you know, they usually have strange names for these arenas, and Staples wasn't exactly catchy, so why not? Crypto it is.
I'm going to fence it, but lean towards leave it, just because the Staples Center is so iconic. And I realized that it was part of a contract, a 20-year contract.
It was, yeah. Like $700 Staples. Million dollars or something, yeah. The crypto people were paying.
Yeah, I think they were paying like $15 million a year or something, the Staples people were. But like lots of history has been made in the Staples Center. I'm not sure how I feel about having history made in the crypto.com center. But, you know, that's where it's heading, so... Fence it, but leaning towards leaving it.
Okay.
I really wish it would have been the Dogecoin Center.
Oh,
I would be 100%
so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm taking this strictly for the jokes. Like, yeah. Superman won't be able to attend a game when the sun goes down because it'll be at crypto night, right?
Yeah.
There's the Crypt Keeper. I mean, there's so many.
The Halloween games will be great.
There's so many jokes to be made on the back of this that's why I'm taking it strictly for the jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's all about the puns.
It's totally all about the puns. Okay. You know what? I want to do two more here because I think it's important that people know that there are alternative Thanksgiving recipes out there. And this is one of them. Okay. So Reynolds wrap. We all know Reynolds wrap and Reynolds foil. And for some reason, Reynolds foil is Bacon's sworn enemy. And she gets so angry every time I pull a piece of foil. I don't know why either. Like she loses her mind. She hates it so much.
Weird.
Yeah, it really is. But they have come out with, if you want to spice up your turkey this year, you can make it into a turkey dog. Okay. So Reynolds has come out with three turkey dog recipes. You've got your Chicago dog inspired turkey recipe, New York dog, and chili cheese dog. So that would be a picture.
It's an unnatural color of red.
Yeah. So you're basically taking your turkey and you're making it into either a Chicago style dog, New York style dog, which would be ketchup and mustard and onion powder. Yep. The Chicago dog has got the mustard seasoning and the glaze. That kind of thing. And then, of course, chili cheese dog. So you're taking or leaving these turkey dog recipes to dress up your turkey.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I'm like, would that actually, would like ketchup, mustard, and onion be good on a turkey? I'm not really a ketchup fan. I don't really think that turkey needs all that. I think turkey is a pretty tasty food on its own. It doesn't need condiments in order to jazz it up. So I'm going to leave this. I like my turkey pure and appropriate to the holiday season.
Yeah, I'm a purist when it comes to Thanksgiving. Don't mess with the turkey. So I'm going to leave it.
Keep it classic.
Also, I envisioned you having to like ground up the turkey and then put it into casings, much like a hot dog, which seems like too much work. So I'm going to doubly leave it.
Yeah, I'm leaving this. I don't understand this at all. Mm-hmm. But hey, if anybody out there does it, I'd love to hear about it. But
send us a picture. Horrific turkey dog.
Right? No. Yeah. No. Pass. No. Leave it. Okay, finally, if you're looking for a stuffing recipe,
always,
you can
first
get
tips.
You know what? You can get on OnlyFans now. and go to the White Castle page. Because White Castle now has an OnlyFans page where they are releasing new recipes exclusively on this OnlyFans page, and one of them is for their jalapeno cheese slider stuffing. So I guess there's a couple of parts to this. Number one, are you taking or leaving the White Castle OnlyFans page?
Yeah, there's a lot to digest in this. I feel like you just broke my brain. Yeah.
Number two, are you taking or leaving the jalapeno slider stuffing? I guess it's two-parter.
Okay. All right. Wow. That's a lot to digest, both literally and figuratively. why is White Castle on OnlyFans? I guess everyone has their thing.
And I've seen pictures like of the person who's the chef that's showing you how to make this, and it's totally not any kind of pornography. It's
not what you would think.
No,
that it is.
They're not naked. They're not.
There's no nudity.
It's just somebody showing you on OnlyFans how to make stuffing.
I mean, that in and of itself is probably someone's thing. Like, they're like, oh yeah, baby, grind up those tiny little meat patties.
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Show me your tiny patties. Pull back the bun.
That's someone's something. So I guess I understand why it's on there. Maybe, I don't know. But they gotta be somewhere, and so that's where they are on the internet. And if they're making this stuffing, I feel like anything from White Castle is pretty disgusting. And stuffing is a kind of food that I feel like could easily become disgusting in its own right because it's wet bread. I love stuffing. I love me some stovetop. I'm not fancy. I enjoy stovetop stuffing. That in the box, that is stuffing to me. Yeah, try to change my mind and you will not, because it is the true stuffing. But yeah, I don't see that this kind of food going well from White Castle. So I'm leaving it on all accounts.
You know, if I were going to have an OnlyFans, it would be to follow White Castle.
Well, you know, I didn't even know what OnlyFans was until somebody on the Twitter said that Lauren, when we were doing this, when we had to, you know, do this on the Skype or whatever, and Lauren was in the bedroom studio.
Oh, yes.
And Todd said that you should have an OnlyFans page because you're in the bedroom studio. No, I had to look it up.
Wow. Yeah, that's hilarious that they have an OnlyFans. I'm going to take it because I love the idea of only having an OnlyFans just to see recipes from White Castle. And also, as someone who looked up all of the recipes on the White Castle website, which they have a whole page dedicated to recipes that you can make with the sliders, I'd be into trying it. I'd try it. I would make it and try it. Let's make it and try it.
Do it.
Yes. Taking it.
I'm taking it too. I think it's hilarious. I mean, what a great marketing campaign, right? Like, what a great way to marketing. Fabulous. Just genius marketing right there. I don't hate White. I like White Castles. I haven't had them in a while. I like them fine. I've never had the stuffing or the dressing. Because isn't it stuffing if it's stuffed in the turkey and it's dressing if it's just in a pan?
Technically.
And
but
you shouldn't stuff your bird with the stuffing.
You
should not stuff your bird.
Do not stuff your bird.
Horse tips. Don't stuff your bird.
Unless it has teeth, then you can stuff it.
Yes, and stuff it. Stuff it all day long.
Stuff it real good. But the bottom line is, I would totally try White Castle stuffing, dressing, whatever you want to call it, if somebody would make it for me. I'm not making it myself, but somebody can totally make it, and I would try it.
Yeah,
I would
try. Maybe the good time.
Okay, well, guess what? That's going to do it for Take It or Leave It.
Yep, there you go.
How's that, Bizberry?
It was really good, and you guys are not going to, you're not going to believe this, but it really has notes of that grape soda by Evil Twin.
Does it really?
Ah.
Okay.
Also, which, while we're talking about Evil Twin and their soda lines, the Beer Trap has two more
sodas. I gotta get them.
What do they
have?
We
want to try them. They have root beer and regular cola.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Got them the other night. So
yeah, we need to get those.
Yes. Yeah, would recommend if you're into something like fruity and kind of grapey, even though there's no grapes in it. Of a broken cage.
The can is purple, though, so it does draw
it
the mind.
It tastes like purple.
That way.
Did it tempt you with a good time?
Did it
tempt you with a good time?
Good times are tempted. Oh, dear. So speaking of things that might be a good time, the Office Party from Abita, their holiday stout, was pretty good. It was cocoa nibs, cinnamon, vanilla, and nutmeg. If you do not like things that are heavily spiced and like taste like a holiday candle smells, you probably would not like this. I don't mind some heavy cinnamon now and then. I don't think I would want to drink more than one of these because it was very heavy on the cinnamon, very heavy on the nutmeg. It's very spiced. But if you're looking for just like a special holiday kind of vibe out of your beer, yeah, go ahead, get you one of these, crack it open, and stare at your Christmas tree. So,
or put a lampshade on your head.
Or either put lampshade on your head, put your ass on a copier,
whatever. Rock your ass. Whatever. Yeah, you know. Whatever you got to do to get there. or tempt yourself
whatever,
with a good
whatever
time.
Stuffings you, whatever stuffings you got to get.
That's exactly right. Whatever floats your stuffing boat. All right, so what did y'all think of the chai 10W40 from Highwire?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I got a lot of the pepper off of it and a little bit of the cardamom. It's definitely coffee tasting for sure. It wasn't like so bitter that I couldn't drink it and it did not give me a headache. So I think that 8%er level
right in the wheelhouse
is good for me in my brain.
Yeah, I definitely got that kind of dark, spiced kind of taste from that. It was
It and the office party from Abita actually kind of played off each other with the spices. Because whereas the Abita had the cinnamon and nutmeg, this one had that like cardamom and chai, obviously, taste. So it was a really nice contrast to my other beer. And I would say, again, if you enjoy like a very heavily spiced kind of flavor, this would probably be something you'd be into.
See, I didn't think it was that heavily spiced.
It was pretty spicy.
I dug it. It wasn't that spicy for me, to tell you the truth.
It was spicy to me, but spicy in the pepper sense.
Okay.
That was the real spice I was getting. Yeah. A little bit of chai-y spice, but real peppery to me.
I feel like it was pretty well balanced, though, in terms of that spice.
It's very drinkable.
I got vanilla. I didn't get coffee very much, but I got the chocolate, I got the vanilla, and I got some spice. I liked it. I thought it was good. I was a solid beer. Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Thanks for tempting me with a good time. Okay, so this Dragon Head Final Absolution Belgian Trappel. Wow, this man, if you can find this, this is a solid, solid Trappel. Thank you again to Kim Wilson for hooking me up with this. You know, sometimes you get these Trappels and they're just so boozy, right?
Or too sweet. If you hit on a good one, man, a good Trappel, that's my love note right there. That's my love language.
Well, you would dig this because this is a fabulously balanced beer.
Oh, yeah.
For a Trappel. Not super boozy, not super sweet. Just kind of right in that really good Trappel spot.
Yeah.
That's super good spot.
It's the good spot.
It showed me a good time. I can tell you that right now.
Right in the horse
dish. Okay. Well, speaking of a good time, Sarah, where can we find Hungry in Kentucky to have some more fun?
Oh, you should tune in this week because I think we're about to have a lot of fun.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, it's going down because everybody who answered the podcast question is wrong.
Oh, also, there's a great
treat.
I feel like
I was pretty right.
Yes. Yours is the only one I agree with.
I don't think I saw yours, so I had to...
you know what the answer is.
Everyone knows what the answer is. If you've listened to the podcast.
Okay, I got it. I totally got it. I agree with you.
If you want to hear those answers and hear some reactions to the Everybody Tries segment this week, which is going to be just choice.
I can't wait.
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at HungryNKY. You can email us HungryNKY@gmail.com. And you can find our podcast wherever it is that you listen to podcasts.
So I got to real quick give a huge shout out to Renee from Hungry in Kentucky, who did me a super solid yesterday.
Did she get your stuff?
Well, she went down to the Kentucky Theater because the Kentucky Theater was having a poster and paper calendar sale type of thing to like raise money to get back open.
Yeah.
And if you were around here in like the 90s and into the early 2000s, everybody, you picked up a paper calendar from the Kentucky Theater and you hung it on your fridge to see what midnight movies were playing on Friday and Saturday nights. The summer movies, Rocky Horror Picture Show, that kind of thing. And it was just like it was on everybody's fridge, right?
Oh yeah.
And I really wanted one of those paper calendars to put in a frame because I think it'd be a really cool art piece, right? To hang on your wall. And bless her, Renee went down there. She said it was just a madhouse. But she was able to snag me one calendar and a magnet. So I appreciate the hell out of that. I really, really do. I owe her big time.
That was really nice.
Yeah, it was really nice of her because I would go, but I was out in the Players parking lot drinking beer.
As one must do.
So special, super excellent shout out to Renee.
She's good. Yay, people. Yeah,
thanks. Thanks, Renee. And, of course, if you'd like to hear more of whatever we have to say, or at least what I have to say, on stuffing or horse tips or whatever else.
Good time.
I'm going to tune into that.
Or, you know, if you're just looking for a good time, on Twitter, @GRLSBeerSports, or on Facebook, or on Instagram, we are on the Fired Up Network. We're on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Amazon. We are everywhere. Good podcasts are free. And we will see you next week. See ya!
Bye! Bye.